The Onondaga County Board of Elections is expected to be back at full strength on Monday to count the remaining 30,000 absentee ballots. Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Zarni is ready.
We can't wait to get in here next week and get this done and then be able to do all of the post-election process that we need to do.
The count was halted almost 2 weeks ago after they learned an employee had tested positive for COVID-19. About a dozen others ultimately tested positive but were asymptomatic. Zarni says there were no reported cases among the dozens of observers who filled four large rooms at the board's offices for the first few days of counting. He says the space will look different on Monday. They borrowed plexiglass barriers from another county, and employees will be wearing face shields in addition to cloth masks.
We've also got agreement from the observers to limit themselves to one person for each party at a table. New York State election law never envisioned a scenario like this where you would have thousands upon thousands of absentees and then, of course, lots of candidates wanting to be a part of that.
Zarni says initially there were at least two people from each party at each table. Three races hang in the balance: the wide-open 50th Senate district between Angie Renna and John Mannion, the 127th Assembly district between incumbent Al Sturpie and Mark Fineski, and a seat on Family Court.